Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And that is your host, Motown Maurice.
I feel good. I feel great. I feel good. I feel great. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice once again. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Hustle and Shuffle by Motown Maurice. I just love saying my name. That's why I'm saying my name again. But most importantly, how do you feel today? It's important that you feel good and that you feel great. Why? Because positive emotions are our guidance. I want to help you out with some quotes as I've been doing this whole past week. I want to put some thoughts into your mind so you can push forward and guide yourself into the right directions. Why? Because our feelings is a feedback mechanism to whether we are on track or whether not, or whether we're on course. You know what I'm saying? Our feelings is a feedback mechanism. So you got to pay attention to that. The better you feel, the more in alignment you are. The worse you feel, the more out of alignment you are. So I want you to feel good. I want you to feel great, just like James Brown would say it. I feel good, because I knew that you would. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a really good show for you today, and I'm excited. I got a young brother that I met at a web series shoot, and he's in Los Angeles, California, doing his thing. He grew up in Oakland, California, and was bit by the acting bug at a young age of 13, which led him to attending Skylines High School Performing Arts Academy. Spent over 10 to 12 years in theater, and he's enthralled in spoken word and community activism. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an interview that you're going to want to listen to. Pump up your speakers and make some noise for Ricky Marshall.
Hey.
Ricky. What's going on, Motown?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing nothing. You got to give me another day, so I got to make the most of it. Happy Friday.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Make the most of Friday. I'm really happy to be talking to you. Sounds like you're really aligned with your feelings and you feel good, so you're in the right direction of accomplishing all that you desire.
Hey, that's definitely the goal every day that I wake up.
Live the life for the moment. Never let it go, because you only get one shot. Do not
miss your shot
to blow. So I want to talk about your background. You got a lot of experience in theater, and it's my opinion that some of the best actors have a strong background in theater, and you got about 10, 12 years in theater. How has that benefited you in your acting career?
It definitely helped me break down characters. It's helped me develop my voice. It's also just helped me develop and control emotions on the page. I tell you, especially just in daily life as an actor or just as Ricky Marshall, you know, when you do just simple things in terms of reading, you know, you do it with inflection and voice, and you almost read it as if you're, you know, the words come alive. I mean, it definitely helped me theater as an actor, because every word, every line means something, and nothing is a throwaway. So it just helps me value every line, every word, every beat, every moment. And that's what theater is about. It's about beats and moments, and then bringing the script alive on stage. A lot of times there are no special effects. It's just you, your voice, and the stage. So, you know, as an actor, just really, for the most part, just helped me develop my voice as an actor.
Wow. So my question to you about theater and your performances, I mean, how many times do you get to do over? Like, if you mess up, like, how many times can you just kind of, like, start over again?
That's the beauty of theater. You don't.
Once it's live,
you know, that's your shot. And you just have to make the most of it. I mean, you know, good thing if you have a run going, then, you know, you can go back to the drawing board the next night. But, again, it's live on stage. So the thing about theater is, yeah, absolutely. You have to be in character. You have to be in the moment.
Wow.
And you
I
have
mean,
to
so
be not just in the moment. You have to be in tune with your fellow actor or actress.
So there's, like, no 8-gigabyte memory card that has all the space and you can just kind of delete what you did before and there's none of that.
No, it's all in your mind. If you had a bad performance that night, you better get over it quick and get on to the next night or the next show that's coming up in a few hours.
I'm feeling that. That's fantastic, and it really, really develops you as a performer. That's how I feel about my radio show right here, because I do a show, and, you know, every blue moon I do something that I quite wasn't too happy with, and I got to get over it because I got another show tomorrow. So that pressure is important. It's pressure, and it's a consistent pace of development.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. So you spent... Yeah, the spontaneity, it is absolutely great. Now, you say you've been here in L.A. from Oakland to Los Angeles for about 5 years now, correct?
Yeah, going on 5 years, January 1st of 2012.
Sounds good. Congratulations to that. Let's clap it up.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned to me about an aha moment you had upon your journey just recently upon arriving this 5-year celebration. What was this aha moment about?
Just that, you know, you got to make sure that you handle your business aspect first before, you know, the show it's more of a business than it is show. So, you know, some people get into the show part and then they learn the business later, and sometimes it hinders you. Once you learn that this definitely is a business and how it works and how you're viewed in the grand scheme of things, it makes it easier for you to navigate your way throughout this industry. And I definitely had that aha moment when I was sitting in a workshop and a casting director was, you know, just breaking down what is expected of me as an actor and what they're looking for in actors, you know, because it's not just, you know, you going on film, you know, there's a lot of people behind making that decision about you going on. So, you know, the aha moment was also, it's not personal, it's business, you know. I mean, you know, the ad agencies have to figure out if they like you, the casting director has to figure out if they like you, you know, director has to see if they like you, you know, just so many different decisions. So many people have to check off on you going on camera, you know, you just really can't be, you can't really take it personally. It's like theater, you know, if you go to an audition and you don't get it, You gotta put that in your back pocket and keep it going.
Wow, well said. So are you saying it's much more business than it is performance, or is it an equal balance?
It's an equal balance, but I think it's a little tipped more towards business. Rather, it's your performance. I mean, your performance in the end of the day, it's very important, but, you know, the business side has to be taken care of first before, you know, the performance. You know, they got to make sure that, you know, whatever you're doing is making money. They're not, you know, just putting you on stage because they love you. They got to make sure that your face is going to make dollars, it's going to translate into dollars, or it's going to effectively, you know, push whatever product or agenda that's needing to be pushed. So, yeah, it's definitely mostly business, but once they get the business taken care of, you know, you got to deliver on that performance.
So after you had that aha moment, I want you to tell me, what are the essential tools that you've started to add to your arsenal to improve yourself as an actor? Because we all know that the industry is changing every day and the web has a lot to do with it. And when you have the right tools, you become a better actor. What are the tools that you have added to yourself?
Well, it's certain things that it's funny because the last thing I added was something that makes me better as an actor. Some of the things that I've added as tools were, you know, my Twitter account. I wasn't using Twitter. I kind of felt, you know, I had no use for it. But once I found a use for it, which is a lot of agents and casting directors are on there, they also give you etiquette on how to conduct yourself on Twitter in terms of winning and how to engage them. You know, that's a very important tool. I do use Facebook. I use my LA Casting. I use my IMDb. I use those tools in order for promotion, and, you know, I definitely just put up my content there. Aside from that, you know, I've added more workshops, and lastly, what improves me as an actor are additional acting classes, just to keep it going, because I'm not doing theater so often, you know, I definitely have to keep that muscle, that acting muscle up. So, you know, I've started getting back into classes, and, you know, again, I'm not going as much as I want to, but again, 2012 is a new year. I'll definitely have more time to do it, and, you know, that's something that I will be adding to my repertoire, different types of acting classes, not the same acting class, you know, different disciplines or just comedy or acting for callbacks, you know, just little things that, you know, can make or break you as getting a role.
Fantastic. Twitter etiquette classes. Wow, what is this world coming to? This is
not a Twitter etiquette class, but you know, they, you know, the casting directors will give you, you know, they'll let you know by way of Twitter, you know, how you should conduct yourself when, you know, engaging them, because it's really important that, you know, it's a fine line between engaging them and kind of coming off as desperate. So, you know, they will, you know, essentially school you on Twitter, you know, if you're following on how to conduct yourself. You know, the social media is a great tool. It's made it casting directors and agents more accessible than ever, that, you know, people 5-10 years ago wasn't able to do. So with that, you know, it's a whole new world, and there are no rules, but in a sense, there are unspoken rules that are being formed at you know, at every day, every minute, every moment.
Yeah. The social media is indeed a great tool, but it can also be a self-destruction button. And I
Absolutely.
See people press that button quite often. Got to know how to use it. I got to ask you, I mean, your love is in theater. It's obvious. You spent over, 10 to 12 years in theater. So, and L.A. is not particularly known as a theater town, but there's New York, there's Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, San Francisco. Why not travel over there to pursue a higher career in theater?
Well, I mean, it comes down to, you know, for me, economy. You know, it's more lucrative to get into the film, television, you know, print, voiceover business out here. And so, you know, you could do essentially the least amount of work and make the most amount of money. So it does come down to economics. You know, as an actor, you know, I kind of got weary of, you know, constantly, you know, acting and not the funds matching your talent or your effort or your work. So, you know, I definitely saw film and TV. And also I'd done a few, you know, film and TV spots in the Bay Area. And I kind of was like, oh, you know what, this seems like this is an entirely different beast. I actually like it. You know, there's some drawbacks, but, you know, overall I really like it. And it's not easy like theater, but it's something that I'm not used to like I am with theater. Theater, you know, at one point I had a routine and I could, you know, catch on, but television and film, it was something that was totally different. So, you know, it's proven to be somewhat difficult, and, you know, and I kind of do like the challenge of that. So, you know, everything that comes with being in this business, I definitely, you know, like to take on that challenge and see, you know, where it takes me.
Fantastic. Now, you recently, this year, you made your television debut on Spike TV's 1,000 Ways to Die, correct?
That's correct.
Give it up for that. You know, I've seen that show on LA Casting, and I would love to be a part of that show, but I know as a fact that's one show that I would not be able to show my mom. I tried the show. We were just watching it casually last year around this time for the holidays because I find the show interesting, and she could not watch it. She's, like, looking away, asking me to turn the channel. So just imagine me being on that show, and I die in a horrific way, and my mom would not like to see that. I think that it would just be crazy. So how was that for you? Did you die? Did you survive? What was that experience like?
Well, for one, it was an incredible experience because, you know, I've never been, you know, for one, the one of the focal points of a nationally syndicated TV show. And so that within itself was great to be a part of that entire production. Second of all, you know, luckily I didn't die. Unfortunately, I killed my partner because, you know, I essentially, I got shot by an officer. I hit the armored car door, and while his head was sticking out, and unfortunately, he expired in that manner, you know, in a bizarre manner. You know, the door crushed his spinal cord, and unfortunately, he passed. And I had the luxury of spending life in jail. So, you know, it was very safe. You know, it wasn't very bloody and gory, but, you know, I did get to shoot off, you know, an M4 machine gun or an automatic rifle, and that was really cool that had blanks in it. But, you know, overall the production was just really good. And, you know, it's actually, you know, like what I was like, this is what Hollywood is like. This is what being in a big production is like, you know, and it definitely you know, definitely solidified and reassured that, yeah, this is exactly why I'm here. You know, this is amazing. This, you know, the entire production is amazing.
You were you ever a fan of the show Martin?
Absolutely.
Okay. There was this one episode, your situation on Spike TV, 1,000 Ways to Die, reminds me of Martin. There was this one episode, Cole brought a girl home, and then, and like, Martin was like, man, I know her from somewhere, man, I know her. And he got everybody involved, like, yeah, I know, she was on America's Most Wanted. And then everybody thought that she was, like, this criminal on America's Most Wanted, and then they were all suspicious of her and everything. She brought some champagne. They thought they were trying to poison her, that she was trying to poison them. But at the end of the day, she was just an actor on America's Most Wanted, and they all felt stupid. So anyway, I brought that story up to say, has anybody approached you and say, wait a second, you're supposed to be in jail? Nothing. I don't know.
Nah, you know, it's because, you know, it was good about the other way to die. They definitely preface it right away that this is a reenactment. Now, if I was on America's Most Wanted, then yeah, I probably would have gotten hit up, and, you know, somebody would have thought I was a criminal. But luckily, Thousand Ways to Die is such a novelty show. You know,
yeah.
People don't take you seriously, but, you know, if I was on America's Most Wanted or something like that, one of those reenactment shows, I'm pretty sure I'd be, somebody would call the cops on me.
I know, right? Oh, man. But no, it's a very well done show. Congratulations to you on that, without a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, and we're listening to Ricky Marshall. He's on the line, and he's motivating us with his stories. And we got a caller right now from area code 562. We're going to take this caller right now. Please state your name, question, or comment, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ricky.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you couldn't hear me. Hey, you did a great little commercial. I was just watching the videos you had on the IMDb.
Yes.
And that was
Thank you.
I didn't get a chance to look at the other thing that you did, but that commercial that you did was really cute for the taxes.
Yeah, my free taxes. Thank you. It was for the One Economy Corporation.
Oh, that's a great little commercial. I love that. Do you have any? The reason that I called is I just wanted to know, because you have quite a few things on here, and I was wondering, do you have anything up on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, Vimeo.com?
Do I up my videos on there?
No, yeah, do you have any kind of videos up there? Because casting directors are looking on Vimeo now like they used to look on YouTube. And I didn't know if you knew that or not, and I just thought I would share that with you because you have a really good look.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't been putting them up on YouTube or Vimeo, but that was something that was in the works within the next few weeks. I was just making sure I got all my, my content. But, once that's done, yeah, I definitely will be upping my content on Vimeo and as well as YouTube.
Well, it's Vimeo. It's M, not D. It's V-I-M as in Mary, Vimeo.com. And you can sign up for a free account. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, you can just upload your stuff, one video a week and stuff, or you can buy a paid account if you want to, too. But the reason I asked you is because Vimeo is another free cable station that people get with their Roku boxes, and casting directors are looking for people on Vimeo as well as YouTube and Facebook and everything else. And I just thought I'd throw that in there. Normally I wouldn't have done that, but I just wanted to let you know because I think you have a great look and you've got a great talent. I love that commercial, and I need to let you off the phone so you can do your interview. Well, hello, Motown. How are you?
I'm all right. By the way, Ricky, that is Sunshine, a faithful listener from Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, also like a co-producer, you know, as many guests as she's got for the show. So thanks for calling, Sunshine.
Awesome. I also play John C. Riley's cousin on Check It Out with Dr. Stephen Brule and on the Adult Swim channel. So I've kind of been around a little bit, and I just wanted to share that with you, Ricky. I love your look, and I think that you need to just promote it as much as you can. You look great. You got a talent, and I think you have a good attitude. So let me let you get on with your show, and thanks for taking my call. You guys take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was amazing. I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, it's always good to hear kind words. That was really, really cool. And then, Sunshine, thank you. I definitely appreciate it.
Yes, without a doubt, without a doubt. You're pulling up fans. You're getting fans as you go. So you was on A Thousand Ways to Die. Can I say you broke into the business?
I wouldn't necessarily say I broke into the business quite yet. It was definitely, a little bit of a foot on the doorstep, not in the door actually, but, it's definitely something that it propelled me to get, something on my reel, something that's tangible other than, just independent films or something that was nationally broadcast. So it got me on the radar, but essentially getting my foot in there, not quite yet, but maybe I'm being a little too hard on myself. I definitely have somebody else may say that, but for me, I just have such high expectations for myself that, I just don't feel like I've quite broken in yet.
I mean, you was on national television. You had a role. They put you in jail in that role. What else does it take? What else does it take for somebody to break into the business?
Well, for me personally, my personal goal is to do a union project. Now that I am union, as of I believe what October or something. Actually August 25th, the day before my birthday, I joined union. So that's something that I was working towards. For me, once I know that I've got my foot in, it's once I've done a union project.
Okay, so that's the objective.
That's the personal goal.
That's a personal goal, and that should be the goal for any actor, is to be to do a union SAG project. Would you say that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's when I know I'm amongst my peers and doing a union project.
Fantastic, yeah. Fantastic. Now, how important is it for you to, as an actor, to have a mentor, a friend, or somebody to just kind of point you around the way?
Oh, it's absolutely paramount that you do that, that they're around, because they definitely help you avoid some of the pitfalls that a lot of other actors and actresses may fall into. They also may give you an idea that you may not have thought of,
mm-hmm.
And they also teach you how to become a better actor or a better person in the business, because, attitude is everything. And sometimes people come into the business and don't have the right attitude. And so hopefully if you get around somebody who's good and helps you mentor, they'll let you know that, you must carry yourself professionally at all times. Even though you're not on camera, you're not in front of a casting director, you're not really sure who's out there working with you. I definitely have a story where a young lady was at the casting networks in front of LA casting with me, and fortunately her attitude wasn't very good on that day, and she was definitely she wasn't acting as professional, and I got word somewhere along the line that people take notice of that, whether it's someone at the front desk or someone passerby. You definitely need to have somebody who's in the business teaching you how to act accordingly within the business, and not just learning about the business, but little nuances about the business, which is attitude and how to carry yourself. So and also that's important for you, because you then are going to become a mentor to somebody else, and you definitely want to be the best you can be, because you don't want to start breeding negative people or people who are not acting accordingly within the business. So essentially, a good mentor is always good in the business, because they help you further along and shorten that process, that learning process that you normally would have, you would have if you didn't have a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Ricky, as you talk, I can't help but acknowledge the fact that you're well-spoken, you're intelligent, you got a good head on your shoulders, you know where you're going. And I know
Thank
for
you.
Sure, I can confidently say that you're not in this business just for money.
I just know that just by the way you carry yourself, your professionalism, and your mannerism. You're not in this business just for money, and I'm confident in saying that. But what I want to know is, what is it that motivates you to stay in this business?
What motivates me is, being from the inner city, being from, quote-unquote, the hood, the ghetto, the slums, the gutter. I definitely want to become, just something more than just an entertainer. I want to make sure that, young people understand that no matter what you want to do, that education is key. Education is first. I was a college grad. I am a college graduate. And, not just outside of graduating from college, I constantly strive for knowledge, not just in the business, but of, knowledge for knowledge's sake, just to understand the world better. So that's what motivates me. And, just to make sure that, young people understand that just because you were born in behind the eight ball, and you were raised behind the eight ball, and below the poverty level, forgotten by society, doesn't mean that you cannot do great things. The one important thing that you must do is take the road less traveled, because when you're in that when you're in that environment, it definitely breeds complacency, negativity, and underachieving. So, once I definitely quote unquote make it, I definitely want to have that platform of whatever fame or fortune, to let young people know, and my peers know, that there is more to life than just quote unquote the hood. There's more to life than where you are. There's so much more out there for you. And so whatever, follow your dreams, even though no one else believes in it. If you believe in it, then you must work hard, stay true, definitely do right, and eventually you'll get there. So that's basically what I want to use my success in the career as my success in this business for, because it's just so important. That sometimes great people don't have other people to let them know that they're great and they can be great, because they're so stuck in this cycle of negativity, complacency, mediocrity, in terms of people who are underachieving and don't want them to achieve. So it's just so important that you be that one person to tell them that, yo, there is more to life than just where you're at, and if you feel that you're bigger than what's in front of you, then that means that there's something else out there for you, and you just need to leap.
Fantastic, fantastic. Concerned about the community, and your mind is, and your heart is in the right place. Hey, I commend you for all that you do. Very, very much. Take this moment to go ahead and promote your presence online, on how people can find you or locate you, and just support you in all that you do.
Right now I am on Facebook, of course, and I'm at Ricky Marshall, Facebook.com. If you can't find me, just put in Ricky Marshall Oakland. I'm only Ricky Marshall from Oakland. I'm also on Twitter. I'm under King Rafiq. That's K-I-N-G-R-A-F as in Frank, I-Q-U-E, and that's on Twitter. And I'm also on LA Casting. I'm also on IMDb, Ricky R. Marshall. And if you like what you heard, and if you see my reel and you like what you've seen, stay tuned. Hopefully there definitely will be more of me 2012, 2013, and beyond.
Real quick, within like 60 seconds, tell me, what's your dream role, or what's the actor you would like to model your career next to?
I definitely want to model myself after Will Smith. Most people say Denzel Washington, but I definitely want to model my career after Will Smith, because he was able to play every role imaginable. Although he hasn't played a classical role, he's able to play the action star, the romantic comedy, the dramatic role. So, I definitely want to, model myself after him. If not for the stardom, Dennis Hasbert, Keith David, although they haven't reached the level of fame, they've also had a steady career. And that's what I really want. I don't, want instant fame. I just want a longevity career and financial stability.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we're running out of time. We got to go. I really enjoyed this interview. Next time I'll have you on the show, I might have you do some spoken word. I got a little spoken word background in me myself now. Watch out.
All right, now we got to get you to an open mic, Motown.
That's my creative roots, baby.
Oh, man, don't get me started. So I'm looking forward to maybe, hey, we'll do something together, you know, send a message out for the people. But, hey, man, this has been great. This has been fantastic. You are a role model to your peers, to your community, and you're going to be successful because of that, in addition to all the great talent that you have. So keep doing what you're doing. And behalf of me, myself, and I, and everybody who's listening, and the whole community, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I definitely appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. No problem. Hey, we got to go, but do you have time for maybe one more question?
Oh, yeah. I got time for one more question.
Okay. Ricky Marshall, who's the future of late-night television?
Motown Maurice.
That's what I'm talking about. My bad.
All right, my brother.
All right. So, hey, you have a good weekend. You enjoy yourself. Thank you for being a guest. And we will be in touch. All right?
All right. Thank you. Happy Friday. Have a good one. God bless, brother.
Happy Friday. Be blessed. Peace.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ricky Marshall, all the way from Oakland, California, doing it up in L.A., taking it one step at a time, celebrating 5 years in Los Angeles as he's putting his pieces together, gathering all the tools and breaking into the industry without leaving his people astray because he's concerned about his community. Ricky, keep doing it, brother. Keep doing it. Don't forget about me as you make it to the top. Hey, make it happen. I know you got some web series coming up. It's a good year in 2012, and you're going to be a part of it. We'll be a part of it together. Ladies and gentlemen, check me out on my website, MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com. Check out my quests and my adventures. And I'll see you next time. Be blessed. Later.